Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist for the Daily Gazette, joining us after an election night where you were up into the wee hours of the morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us, Dave. Yeah, election night is always a late night for many reporters.
Well, let's get into it. Schenectady County, and we're going to wrap Niskayuna in there.
Well, in Schenectady County, longtime Schenectady City Council member Vince Riggi lost his seat. This flips the council to full Democratic control for the first time in many years. In Niskayuna, Supervisor Yasmeen Syed won her second term to office. Syed defeated Democrat Lisa Weber, who vacated her seat on the town board to challenge the Republican incumbent.
Now to Saratoga Springs.
In Saratoga Springs, voters appeared to re-elect Mayor Meg Kelly and other incumbents to the Saratoga Springs City Council. In the city's hotly contested finance commissioner race, incumbent Michelle Madigan was leading over Democrat Patricia Morrison by about 200 votes at press time.
Now we head out to Amsterdam.
In Amsterdam, Michael Cinquanti defeated incumbent Mayor Michael Villa. Cinquanti, who was running on the Democratic, Conservative, Working Families, Green, and Independent lines, carried 57.1% of the unofficial vote total. He thanked the people who voted for him. I listened to what they had to say, he said.
From there, let's talk about the fact that while all the elections were going on yesterday, the governor of the state was in Schenectady to announce a big initiative for downtown.
Yes, Governor Andrew Cuomo elected to come to Schenectady on Tuesday. Schenectady is a little wealthier this morning. The governor was in the city and announced a $10 million downtown revitalization grant that will allow the city to further long-planned connections between Little Italy and Mohawk Harbor and complete a pedestrian tunnel between Erie Boulevard and J Street.
His name is Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist for the Daily Gazette, joining us. You can read all these stories and much more at dailygazette.com. Thanks as always, Jeff. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.